Broadcasting the best rock across all of Western Pennsylvania. WLER-FM Butler. Cranberry. The Grassroots Show. Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Welcome to our local music show here tonight on the Rock Station 97.7. I'm Bob Cupp, along with Utah Burgess from Shady Lady Productions, and we welcome you into our little local music forum here tonight. Utah, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good, Bob. We're barreling towards the Christmas holiday season here.
That means we need Christmas tunes.
It's really the last call.
This is it. This is your last opportunity to get us your Christmas music so we can share it with the world next Sunday night at 7 o'clock.
By world, that's a true statement. We have listeners around the world. It's
we literally.
Cool, thanks to the magic of radio.
There you go, 977rocks.com. And the cool part, too, is our Christmas show, like all of our shows, even tonight's show, is archived for future playback, so you can enjoy it throughout the holiday season and, you know, kind of put it off in the background there as you're enjoying family and friends. It's always, I love having music, Christmas music on, echoing in the halls of the home this time of year. You know, because Christmas music, I mean, we only listen to it once a year, you know, sadly. And especially if it's local musicians doing it, love to hear the sounds of it. So if you'd like to get in touch with us, grassroots@bcrnetwork.com is a simple email to go to. Or if you see us out and about, make sure you get in touch. Stop by 252 Pillow Street, drop off a CD, or if you can get an MP3, you can email it over to us. Again, grassroots@bcrnetwork.com. And you know, as we speak of Christmas, if you would like to put something extra special under the Christmas tree this year, well, I always recommend Shady Lady Swag and a band jam ticket.
Yeah.
Because they're on sale.
Yeah, you can hide the band jam tickets. You can wrap it up in a Shady Lady shirt. There you go.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah. So, of course, Band Jam 2020 will be August 21st and 22nd at Cooper's Lake Campground, again presented by Woodman Life.
And the lineup is going to be the hardest yet this year to figure out. There's just so many bands to choose from. It's going to be really hard, Bob.
Yeah, it really is. You know, you could take the easy route and say, well, last year was a great success. Just bring everybody back. But then that means you're leaving people out and people that we had previously or people that we haven't had at all. So, yeah, the arm wrestling will be difficult again this year.
Well, maybe we should just drop all the names in a hat and draw 20 of them.
Oh, there you go. Live on the...
It'd still be a great show.
Oh, I know.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
That might be the easiest thing to do.
So, one, we've got everybody geared up now after the 40th anniversary party that Shady Lady produced and all of the musicians produced. Wow. There are a lot of people. That's all I heard all night. People were just amped to see local music again. So
that was a fun night.
Yeah.
And it started at 7 and was sold out by 7:30, yeah. And turning people away at the door. That was a lot of fun. And, yeah, I mean, Rob and Chris and Brian and Derek just – they crushed it. They really delivered and made it all happen.
It was just a fun night, a magical night to see the local musicianship and the response from the people, too.
And, of course, Lamatt Productions. I even think I saw Marty smile. So
really?
Yeah. So
he just always tells me that, you know, keep up the good work, Bob. But usually is always after he has instructed me on how to do something right, you know. So, but he keeps me in line, you know.
Here you go.
And this segment of our Grassroots Show here tonight brought to you by our friends at Meat Locker Recording Studio. You know, we've talked about Anger the Ant having a brand new album. They just recorded that album and had their CD release party November 30th at the Rock House. But it was recorded and engineered by Jim Harpel of Meat Locker Recording Studio. Our thanks again to Jim for also providing the rehearsal space for the big 40th anniversary jam, too.
Yeah, so two of the Grassy Award-winning songs came out of the Meat Locker.
Yeah.
Recording studio. How about that?
Uh-huh. So we should say the Grassy Award-winning studio, Meat Locker Recording Studio, located right here in Butler. Hey, something really cool here tonight that we're going to be talking about, and that is a gentleman named Matt Baranti. He is well-versed in the music scene. You saw him for the first time playing with the Bill Ally Band. I saw him for the first time at Corbray Woodstock. We probably, and maybe I've seen him previously and forgot about it because he's been in the music scene for a long time, has played with a lot of local people, even a national act that you would recognize because we play them on The Rock Station 97.7. He's toured with them. And we're talking about Matt Baranti. We're going to talk about the Matt Baranti Band and what they got going on. And I think it's going to be a real cool conversation here tonight.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Let's go, Matt.
All right. Hey. Let's get to some music right before we join Matt.
Though. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, I guess that's what we usually do.
Yeah. We're going to play another cut from the new Hawkeyes album. Of course, they just released this CD. And I'll tell you what, we've already been playing two songs from the album in regular rotation in addition to our Grassroots show. This might be my most favorite song on the album. This one, really, it struck me when I heard it and was listening to the album. I'm like, wow, I dig this song. It's called Wanted Man.
Yeah, the CD is great from start to finish. I love it. I was listening to it over and over and over on one of my recent long drives, so it was pretty good. And I have a feeling Matt's going to mention maybe this next guy or some connections with this next band, so I'll just say we throw it on. That's Billy the Kid and the Regulators, the song She Got a Hold on Me.
Well, let's do it, because Matt, we talk a lot about the International Blues Competition, and Matt Barandi's been there. So, it's a great connection to the show tonight. Let's get at it. It's local music here on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7.
If the devil's in the details, then the devil's always in this town. Not much more that you can say. Explain the happenings, all the happenings all around. We got things we say and things we don't. Ain't no solid arguments. We got stories and tracks in the dirt. And a band of guys and kids run up a mess and girls saw you skirt. We got things we
paper, baby. Sick and tired and sore. One ain't enough. I'll always need more. Oh, I try and try. I try to be free. But the devil, she got a hold on me. Like I'm living a dream or a nightmare, maybe it ain't plain to see. Oh why can't I break free? Cause the devil, she got a hold on me. I've been running for so long, just trying to carry on. Take it, baby. Sick and tired and sore. One ain't enough. I'll always need more. Oh, I try and try. I try to be free. But the devil, she got a hold on me.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome back to the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7. This segment brought to you by the Rainbow Inn down in Freeport. It was kind of interesting. I was making a trek, actually on Thanksgiving Day, down to the Freeport area. My son had forgotten his lunch at work, so we decided to take a ride. It was Thanksgiving. My wife was like, he's got to have food, you know. And there we are driving down the valley, 356, and my wife goes, wow, what's that pretty little town? She's not very spatially recognizing things, you know. And I think she probably failed geography class in seventh grade. But anyway, I said, that's beautiful downtown Freeport. And I said, look at that little building there. That's the Rainbow. Of course, it was Thanksgiving. We couldn't stop in and have a man can. Otherwise, we would have.
You probably saw my car there anyway, waiting for them to open. It's the holidays. I spent a lot of time there.
But we thank the Rainbow for being our longest-running sponsor. They've been here for the entire time that we've had a show.
Yeah, 388 episodes, plus or minus some.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Thank you, Rainbow.
Absolutely. So stop on by and visit with the folks who support local music. Well, we're visiting with a gentleman who I saw for the first time at Corbri Woodstock a few years ago. And boy, have I been missing the boat, because I was extremely impressed with him. And obviously, from the talent that he has, he's done a lot of different things that we're going to find out about here tonight. And that's Matt Barranti. He was with the Matt Barranti Band that night. But Matt, welcome to the Grassroots Show.
It's good to be here.
Yeah, Matt Barranti. Give us a little background, specifically where you're from, Matt.
Well, the South Hills of Pittsburgh.
Okay.
And I've lived in this area my entire life.
Yeah. How did you get yourself involved in music?
It's a long time ago. I was a young teenager, and my cousin showed up at the house with two albums and said to my older brother, "You got to hear this." And it was the Allman Brothers Live at Fillmore East. Okay. And Eat a Peach. And I hung around and listened to the records, and I thought, I don't know what this is, but I want to do it.
Wow. You heard Dwayne Allman, and enough said.
Absolutely. Enough. That did me in.
Wow, that's awesome. Was it specifically the slide portion of it? Because when I've seen you play, you're pretty good at that.
Well, it was that. A lot of it was Barry Oakley's bass playing. I never heard anything like that either. Okay. It was very melodic. And Dwayne Allman and Dickie Betts, their guitars sounded like they were speaking.
Yeah.
It was a language. It was a story they were telling.
Yeah.
And it was an emotional story, and I thought, I need to know what this is and how to do it.
Mm-hmm. How old were you at that particular point? 14. Do you remember? You were 14.
14.
So that's about the age where you really start to put two and two together as far as music. Mm-hmm. And understand, wow, there's something to this more than just being played on the radio or finding it in my brother's stack, which I did for a number of years.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And I would I'd sync my brother's guitar and try to find notes on it.
Okay.
And we had a couple of guitars laying around the house, so I would play around with them. And I think it was when I was 17, I decided I need to really figure this out. So I got a teacher, a local jazz great named Eric Susoff was my teacher. Okay. And he was also a high school classmate, so it worked out pretty well. And I studied with him for not quite a year before I thought I was ready to go out and play in bands.
And how did that go?
A little rough at first.
I noticed the hesitation, so I had to ask the question.
I went to an audition for a country band, and the guy said, "You know, I can tell you're going to be good, but you don't know anything. So why don't you go out?" He gave me a list of artists to listen to and learn their songs: Merle Haggard, Waylon Jennings, Hank Williams, mm-hmm. a whole list of names. So I went out to National Record Mart and bought a stack of albums, and probably I'd say I called him up less than a month later and said, "I'm ready." And he said, "No way." I said, "Give me a chance." So he had me back out to his house and hired me on the spot.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow. So obviously you had some dedication there to dive into this stuff.
I would say so.
That's
it's a bit of an obsession. It still is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's awesome. How long did you spend in that particular band? Did that begin?
Years.
Years,
but it led to many local bands from that point.
Okay. So Matt Barranti became a bit of a hot commodity in the Pittsburgh area, you might say.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I can fit in. I can fit in with almost any genre,
mm-hmm.
almost any.
Okay.
And so I think in terms of my ability to adapt to the situation, I'm maybe in demand a little bit.
That's cool. How many bands would you say you've been in over the years? Can you count?
I have it written down somewhere. Probably about 15.
Okay.
I'm guessing maybe more.
All right.
Maybe more.
All right. I'd be curious to ask now, how do you, being that you've been in this scene and played with a lot of different people, and we'll talk more about that as well, some of the names that you have played with or are playing with, can you compare the scene from 25, 30 years ago to today? I know we have a lot of different places, some classic places aren't there, a few are hanging on still,
mm-hmm.
But you've seen the talent level, and we kind of brag about how impressive we think it is nowadays. has this scene stayed relevant, buoyed up and down? What's your observation there?
Well, I think it has stayed relevant. There aren't as many clubs as there used to be.
Yeah.
Music was seven nights a week in this town, Western Pennsylvania.
Sure, sure.
Monday night you could go see a national act at the Decade, or on a Sunday night go to a local bar and see Tangent or see Glenn Pavone or so many different bands that have been around.
Yeah,
you can still go see Norm Nardini.
Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing, absolutely, and he's a great guy, but the work isn't there like it used to be.
Okay.
Many of us now are playing in three or four different bands to stay busy.
Mm-hmm.
Evolved that way. I don't know why. Yeah.
And I think you're seeing that. That's not just a Pittsburgh problem. I think it's a music problem in general.
It might be.
When I follow a lot of, especially guitarists, because I'm a fan, I see guys that have been in national acts, and that's what they're doing now. Because I think that's how you have to make money. Mm-hmm. You've got to stay on the road because you're not making it, you're not making it even on the national scene by putting material out necessarily.
Yeah, there's no record business anymore.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a different world. But it's evolved, and I think musicians are good at adapting. I'm not a musician, and I've said that up front to a lot of people, but I respect listening to you guys and following you guys, and boy, when you have that musical passion, there's a need to share it with people and present it. And I think it just maybe release it might be a better way of saying it.
It might be. Yeah, I love playing, and I'll go anywhere, anytime to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's cool stuff.
And if I'm not doing that, I'm practicing.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Still at it today. I mean, you have that passion to practice just like you did to get that gig.
I actually have started over. I decided, that there were gaps in my knowledge.
Okay.
And rather than try to fill the gaps, I just went back to book one of a guitar method.
Wow.
And I spend every day working on this method. I'm now on book three of a seven-book series. And I've bogged down a little bit because I'm teaching myself.
Okay.
So I have to think a little harder. I can't turn and say, how do I do this?
Mm-hmm.
I'm figuring it out for myself. But I've heard a lot of session players and other accomplished musicians talk about how they learned what they learned.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, I've got a big hole in my past. I'm old, but I'm going to go back and fill this hole and do it all over again. And so that's what I was doing last night until midnight. And when I get home today, I'll do it. And then I'll have my gig tonight. And I spend my free time learning.
That is really, really cool.
That's impressive.
Yeah. Honing your craft continuously.
Yes.
Matt Barani is with us here. And Matt, we're going to play a couple of songs as we continue our conversation. But I understand this is some new stuff that you're working on?
Well, it's new old stuff. It's a live recording that we did at our bass player's house on his back patio for a neighborhood party. And he had it all set up to record it. And we listened to the recording and we're like, wow, let's put this out. So that's it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Who's your bass player?
Willie Franklin.
Willie Franklin. So he must have a pretty nice little setup then.
Oh, he's got a great setup and he's a very, very talented bass player.
Yeah. Well, let's give a listen to Like an Angel. Can you kind of give us a clue on that one?
Well, this one, it's a song written by Tommy Castro. And the thing about the band has my name on it, but it's a band. It's every bit as much Willie's band as it is Greg McElroy's band or it's Fred DeLue's band. So this song was picked by Greg. He loves Tommy Castro. He loves this song. So that's why we did this one.
Okay. Tommy Castro, was it this past year, played the Blues Festival that they bring in July? Was that this year or last year?
I'm trying to remember.
It was one of the last 2 years.
I wish I could remember. I know he was here recently. Yeah. I think it was this year's.
Because I usually do the commercial for them.
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah. So, well, that's awesome. Let's give it a listen. It's Like an Angel. This is the Matt Barani Band tonight on the Grassroots Show, The Rock Station 97.7.
I knew everything.
The Grassroots Show thanks the Rainbow Inn in Freeport for being our longest-running sponsor. They've been here from show number one. You should get out and support a local business that supports local musicians. And that's exactly what the Rainbow does. Stop by for lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, 323 2nd Street in Freeport. It's the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all Pittsburgh sporting events. They're open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m. They're home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Stop by and thank the Rainbow Inn for their sponsorship of local music via the Grassroots Show. Stop on in. Look for Utah.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome you back to the Grassroots Show here tonight, the Rock Station, 97.7. This segment brought to you by our friends at Bros's Superette. I was up getting some vittles in time for Thanksgiving a couple weeks ago, and Jim kind of cornered me and says, you need to play more Black Mary Smoke. And I remembered Rob Keller saying, one of his favorite bands of all time, Blackberry Smoke. So we might not feature him on the Grassroots Show, but we're going to have to get some Blackberry Smoke on the air. So yeah, for Jim. Speaking of smoke.
Yeah, well, there you go. There boy, Mr. Segway is back.
Talking about hams this time of year for Christmas. And I'll tell you what, Jimmy and the crew up at Bros's Superette, they smoke some hams, my friends. And if you haven't gotten yours ordered yet, you need to get up there and do it real quick. But boy, they've got smoked beef sticks, too, always. That's one of the key reasons why I go up there around holiday time, because, you know, a little wine, a little cheese. They do some great smoked cheeses. That's where I go get all my stuff. And I'll tell you what, I like to make my own hamburgers. So I go up to Bros's, and I get a big 3-pound batch of hamburger, fresh cut. It is the best-tasting burger around, bar none. Let me tell you, 3 pounds, you can make about 8 burgers, real nice size ones too. Throw them in the freezer, and I'm a burger guy. But you know, ham loaf and all that other stuff they do at Bros's too. So high on the hill, right on the price, they're at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein Avenue in the city of Butler. Even though the bridge doesn't connect anymore, they're still South Main Street Hill in Butler. And they're supporters and lovers of local music. I know they're involved in Steve Angert's big deal. They always cater that. And they're very involved in the local music scene, too. We appreciate their sponsorship. We're here with Matt Barandi tonight of the Matt Barandi Band and many others. And we're going to talk about that, some of the other angles that he's involved in. But, Matt, we just played a song from your band called Messiah. This was also coming from the new live album?
From the new live album. It's a Roy Buchanan song.
Okay. Very well-known name in this area because of various connections.
A lot of connections, Pittsburgh connections.
Yeah, yeah. It is so cool to hear that. And we'll have another connection that we'll talk about that tied you into a national act. But the guys in your band, and Utah and I were talking in the break while we were listening to the song, Will Franklin. We've had Will on the show.
Yes.
You talk about... what a good bassist he is, and he's multi-talented. Not only can play, but he can build those bases.
He builds them.
Yeah,
yes.
That's cool.
And he is the engineer on our new CD that's coming out.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Recorded live on his back porch?
On his back porch, live at Willie's.
I may have heard that show. Will doesn't live too far from me.
Oh, okay, so it echoed through the valley?
Awesome.
So does he have kind of a John Vento setup where he's got, you know?
Not quite. John's very unique in his setup.
I doubt it.
But Willie has a nice studio in his basement, and it's portable. He moved it outside for this show.
That's awesome. Yeah, of course, and you've played, as we speak of John Vento, that's where I saw you. You've played Corbry Woodstock in the past.
Yes, and when we put this band together, John donated his studio to us for a rehearsal. We had to prepare for the competition in Memphis, and John gave us the key.
How about that?
Yeah.
What a great guy.
He was a very generous sponsor of our band in the beginning.
The Memphis... competition. You won. You were one of the winners of the local competition to go to the International Blues Festival. Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that. How long ago was that?
Well, that was January of 2018.
Okay.
And it was a great trip up until we didn't advance out of the first round, unfortunately. But we did. You know, we made a lot of friends, made a good impression. And I decided it was time to go home. And I packed everything up, went over to the parking garage to get my car, and I'm looking, and it's like, I thought it was here. So I walked up to the next level, and I was like, no, it's not here. So I started pushing the button on the key.
Yeah.
And I didn't hear anything. I walked back down, and I'm looking around. There was broken glass on the...
Oh, my.
In the parking space, and that's when I realized my car was stolen.
Wow.
So, yeah, bad end to a otherwise good trip.
Yeah, yeah. Did you ever get it back?
They found it 29 days later, and they had to tow it from Memphis to a place over in, I don't remember what town, across the state line. And they inspected the car and called me up and said, we can't give you this car back. Somebody had been living in it, and there was garbage and food garbage and clothing in it, and they said, you'll never get the smell out.
Wow. Wow. What a shame.
Yeah.
What a shame. Welcome to Memphis, huh?
Yeah.
So, but congratulations on getting there, first and foremost. You have a guy in your band that you mentioned in the last segment that is very well connected, to John Vento and the Needs Hotel Band, right?
Oh, that would be Freddie DeLue.
Yeah, he plays with you as well.
He plays in my band, and Fred and I met in 1978 when I first started. Before I got into that band I was telling you about,
okay,
I was going to see Fred play.
Mm-hmm.
I was 18 years old with a beard and could go into bars, and he was in a band called Sweet Lightning.
Okay.
And that had Pete Hewlett, Fred DeLue, Al Britton McLean, and Bird Foster on drums. So that's when I met him, and I also found out they were also Roy Buchanan's band.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it was a good connection, a good influence at a young age.
Yeah. Very much so. And I'm sure even at this age, I mean, the experience
Fred.
Talented man in your band.
I love playing with Fred. It's so neat to work with him.
Yeah. And he loves playing. I mean, you can see it. I mean, you just watch him do his art.
And he's won that competition in a couple bands, I think,
with Billy Evanochko.
Yeah, with the Billy Kid and the Regulators.
Billy Kid and
the
Regulators. Yeah, okay. They came in third.
Wow.
Third, yeah, that's right. Nationwide.
Wow. So. That's awesome. Isn't it cool to hear the success of that particular event, the local connection to it? I mean, we've watched a number of local bands go, and just announcing earlier this year, you know, Bobby Thompson. The Groove heading down there. Just really cool to see the pipeline that gets streamed down there from this area.
Yes. Well, Jill West, she came in third once, or maybe more than once. And Barbara Blue, who now lives in Memphis, I believe she went down there with this competition.
Okay.
So quite a few good things. And not advancing doesn't mean anything. Mm-hmm. Susan Tedeschi didn't advance when she went. And we all see what she has become in this business. So.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think it shows you how good of a competition it is. I mean, there's a lot of great talent, and part of that has to be an experience in its own right. Yeah, I know you play in a number of have played in a number of other bands, but you also play with Bill Ally.
I play with Bill Ally. Yeah. I'll be with him tomorrow night.
Okay. Yeah, good stuff. You've had the opportunity to reach and get to tour with a national act that a lot of our listeners would recognize. Tell us that story.
Well, I was with the Bill Ally Band. We were asked to open a show at Jurgles.
Okay.
And they asked if we would open for Foghat. And who wouldn't open for Foghat? So we went and did the show. And at the end of our set, one of their people came to me and said, hey, they'd like to talk to you up in the room upstairs. So I went up, and they complimented me on my slide guitar playing and asked me if I would be Brian Bassett's backup. In the event, God forbid, that something would happen, a family emergency, an illness, and you know, something that he couldn't make a show, would I be able to cover him?
Yeah.
So I agreed to and agreed to learn all their songs. They sent me all their CDs and a DVD of a live show. And I learned all the songs. they flew me to Florida to rehearse with them just to make sure it worked, which it did.
Mm-hmm.
They put me up for a week, made it a vacation for me.
Nice.
Wow. And then they sent me home and said, we hope we never have to call.
Yeah.
Right.
And about 2 years later, just after Christmas, I got a text message at 5 a.m. that Brian was in trouble, his health,
mm-hmm.
and could I get on a plane?
Wow.
So I did, and thank God Brian is back better than ever, healthy.
Mm-hmm.
But for a couple of months, I got to see what his life was like, and it's pretty neat.
I bet it is.
Yeah.
Oh, that is awesome.
Yeah, it was a good experience.
I love me some fog ad.
Yeah. Well, it's you know, standing on stage, and you know, Roger counts it off. You know, with his sticks, and he gives the count, and you dive into Fool for the City, and it's a song that you know. I remember the first time I heard it. When a friend called me up and said, you got to listen to this, and he put the record on. And I'm on stage with this guy doing this song. It was really
mind-blowing.
Really awesome.
Yeah, that would be a cool experience.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. Yeah, I got a text the other day because I played Driving Wheel one afternoon.
Oh, like, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that?
I was like, you got to be kidding me. What? That's awesome.
Yeah, I got to play that. That was fun.
Yeah.
That was fun.
That is really, really cool. How long ago was that now?
Say about 2 years now.
Okay, so not too long ago.
Not too long ago. Yeah. And they were just in town this summer.
Yeah.
And they asked me if I would open for them.
Oh, nice.
So my band opened for them. It was at the South Park Amphitheater.
Okay.
And Roger and Brian came out and played Messiah with us.
Oh, wow.
So we had two drummers and Brian on guitar. And then Roger also snuck out. We did an Allman Brothers song, and Roger... I thought, boy, it got a little busier behind me, and I turned around and looked, and there were two drummers, and Roger was back there smiling, playing. And then they called me out to do Sweet Home Chicago with them.
Wow. Wow, that's awesome. Oh, great connection, mate.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Quite the Pittsburgh connection.
Yeah.
Brian's from Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
Their sound man, Randy Mueller, is from Pittsburgh.
Okay.
The drum tech... Mark Petrocelli is from Pittsburgh. He was in a band called Triple X many years ago.
Oh, yeah, my goodness.
And their travel agent, Debbie Mueller, she lives in Houston, I believe, but she's from Pittsburgh.
Wow. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're feeding musicians in other ways than just players.
Yeah. There's
cool.
A lot of talent here.
Yeah.
A lot of talent.
That's awesome.
Town.
And Matt Barandi is definitely one of them. If you haven't seen Matt, you need to catch him. The Matt Barandi Band, you have that new live CD coming out.
That hopefully will be out in January.
In January, so we'll open up 2020 with that. You have a previous one called Memphis Bound. Was that connected to the competition?
This was our fundraiser CD. When we won the local competition, one of the prizes was studio time at Jerry Records.
Okay.
So...
Yeah.
We went up there and recorded this.
That's awesome. Social media, can people follow? Where can we find your material?
Just look up the name on Facebook. I don't know the exact address. It's like a facebook.com/Matt Barandi Band, I think it is.
Okay.
Reverb Nation,
mm-hmm.
the Matt Barandi Band on Reverb Nation, mattbarandi.net. The old website, mattbarandi.com, that was run by Hitting the Web, the people that were doing the Allman Brothers website. And that's sort of more of a historic site of where this band was in the 90s.
Okay.
And,
that'd be fun to look at, then.
It's pretty neat.
Yeah, yeah. And it's Barrandi for those out there trying to...
Or if you're looking for a player, you can just do slideguitarist@AOL.com.
Ah, I like that.
That's serious. slideguitarist@AOL.com.
Oh, that's awesome. Great visit here, Matt. We appreciate you stopping by and chatting with us. And best of luck in the future, and especially getting through the next four volumes, I guess.
It's getting hard. I might have to get a teacher here to help me with the rest of it.
Well, Matt, we appreciate the opportunity to sit down with you. And we're going to play actually two songs, but they're kind of tied together here.
Yes.
Could you kind of give us an intro here?
The first one is her middle name. It was written by a guy named Chris Kane, who I met him at the Decade back in 89 or 90.
Okay.
And this song just struck a chord. I really like it, so I've done it ever since.
Mm-hmm.
And the second song I wrote, probably a good 20 years ago. It's called I'm So Tired. Just a night of a guitar in my hands, and it just started to flow.
Oh, well, and they kind of just flow right together, too, in this, right?
Yeah, that was Greg's idea to tie that. Greg McElroy came up with a way of tying the two songs together. So
awesome. Matt Barandi, appreciate the visit here, and we'll hopefully catch you down the road here. Love hearing the old stories. You know, I think it's one of the places we haven't talked about in some of our travels is the old Decade. You know, we like talking about some of the old locations in Pittsburgh, and wish some of them were around, but we appreciate the ones that are still are.
The ones that are still here.
So
you got to get out and support them.
Absolutely.
Yep. Yeah.
Matt Barandi here tonight on the Grassroots Show,
Thanks.
Rock Station 97.7.
I saw this woman in the corner. She was 10 different kinds of fine. Well, I couldn't take my eyes off that woman. She was staring right back at me. And I told my buddies, please excuse me. There's someone that I gotta meet. Well, she seemed like a sweet little angel. Just as sweet as she could be. Trouble. She filled my life with misery. You see, that night we went to her place, and in the morning she did reveal that her man had been in prison, and his lawyer just got him a deal. He said that he was getting out on Friday, and he couldn't wait to see her face. As sweet as she could be. I find her middle name is Trouble. She filled my life with misery. Place. And in the morning she did reveal
that a man had been in prison. His lawyer just got him a deal. She said he was getting out on Friday. And he couldn't wait to see her face. But she was gonna have to tell him she wanted me to take his place. Well, she seemed like a sweet little angel. Just as sweet as she could be. I find her middle name was Trouble. She filled my life with misery.
All along, that her heart belonged to someone else. Those lonely nights were spent while she said she was with friends. She was hanging in the wrong part of town. But like a fool, I held on to something that I knew was wrong. Sat by while my world fell apart, thinking somehow it must be my fault. So I followed her one night, ready for a fight, to the other side of town. Went into the bar, back out to my car. Lord, I couldn't believe my eyes. That night my world came to an end. I saw my woman with my best friend. It'd be funny if it wasn't so cruel. And I'm so tired of playing the fool. And I'm so tired that I lost the will to carry on. Could it be sadness and pain? I think I better pack it up and leave before somebody comes along and tries to bury me. to spend. While she said she was with friends, she was hanging in the wrong part of town. But like a fool I held on to something, something that I knew was gone. Sat by while my world just fell apart, thinking somehow it must be my fault. And I'm so tired that I lost the will to carry on. Could it be sadness and pain are all that's left for me? Somebody comes along and tries to bury me.
With the holidays quickly approaching, it's time to get down to business. Those holiday meals aren't going to cook themselves. Make it simple with a trip to Brosie's Superette. That way, you can stock up on all the supplies you'll need to serve that big holiday dinner. Make sure to grab one of their famous holiday ham loaves, but get yours early since they're already taking orders for them. Don't forget they have their delicious kielbasa and home-cooked sauerkraut. What more could you ask for this holiday season? Start your holiday celebration at Brosie's Superette, high on the hill at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on the Rock Station 97.7.
On Saturday, December 21st, why not join Samantha Sears live at the Liberty Corner Tavern? She starts performing at 7 p.m. Then on Tuesday, Christmas Eve, December 25th, it's the annual Shady Lady Christmas Party and Open Stage Jam. Stop by Steamworks Creative, Route 8 in Gibsonia, between noon and 5 p.m. for some holiday cheer. A welcome gathering of musicians and fans to celebrate a Shady Lady Christmas and for Shady Lady to say thanks to all of you who have supported them throughout the year. Why not jump up on stage and jam? Or just sit down and listen? Snacks and some beverages will be provided. BYOB is welcome. Great way to kick off your Christmas Eve. Stop on by Steamworks Creative in Gibsonia on Tuesday the 25th. Then after the holiday, on the Shady Lady Concert Calendar, Friday, December 27th, the Noble Hops Band will be live at the Rockann Haven. Come on out and rock the Rockann and get hoppy with the Noble Hops, 8 o'clock showtime. And then Sunday, December 29th, the Noble Hops Band are live at the Harmony Inn. Help the Hops take on the year and take it out in style with a nice Sunday afternoon show, too, from 2 to 5 p.m. Happy holidays from Shady Lady Productions, The Grassroots Show, and The Rock Station 97.7.
Pittsburgh's Piano Man is back. Gerald McGrew, the piano man from the band Styx, will be live at the Clubhouse on the Hill on Saturday, December 21st from 8 to 11 p.m. Join the fun, enjoy great music, and give back during the holiday season as the $5 cover charge and all Piano Man tips will be donated to the Shriners Hospital. Must be 21 or over to attend. Follow the Clubhouse on the Hill on Facebook for upcoming events. The Clubhouse on the Hill, 499 Freeport Road, Freeport's best kept secret.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
Back on the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7, this segment brought to you by the Clubhouse on the Hill. And don't forget, they've got great pasta Sundays with an extra special edition each week. You can follow them on Facebook or check out theclubhouseonthehill.com and find out more information. They're located on Freeport Road, just up over the hill in Freeport, the Clubhouse on the Hill. That's why the name says what it is. It's got a great view and a great list of food and some good beverages, too. We appreciate the visit with Matt Barranti tonight. Talk about a guy that has been around the local music scene for a long, long time and really has had the opportunity to play with a wide, diverse group of musicians, even on the national stage.
Yeah, in that year that we did the beer festival there at Pullman Park, he was there with Bill Ally. We had the Bill Ally band as a part of that show. So.
Wow, awesome.
That's where I met him, actually, was doing it.
Yeah, check out the Matt Barranti Band. Great stuff. Appreciate the visit here tonight. Well, this time next week, we are going to be playing Christmas music. It's the local grassroots Christmas music soundtrack of your holiday.
Yes, it is.
And we'll play beginning at 7 o'clock. And the cool part is it's archived, so you can play it for your friends and family as you enjoy the holidays together.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite episodes we do every year, and I listen to it throughout the whole holiday, like you said, thanks to the magic of online streaming and archiving. Thank you, Megan.
Yeah, exactly. She keeps it upright, and the archives are there from multiple years, as a matter of fact. So we appreciate everybody that tunes in and checks out the show, especially the online stream. But, yeah, last call. If you don't have the Christmas tunes in our hands right now, we're going to be working on this show just in a couple of days. So need to get it to us if you have something out there. We'd love to hear from you. So whether it's your own original or if it's a cover, you know, we
That's
welcome
it
all.
Yep.
So grassroots at bcrnetwork.com is the easy way to get to us if you have any questions or if you want to email an MP3 over. Or drop it by the studios, 252 Pillow Street here in Butler. And we hope you'll join us next week, 7 o'clock, for the Grassroots Show as we do our Christmas special. And then the following week, we'll be taking a look back at a great year that was 2019 and get ready for 2020. Of course, your band jam tickets are on sale now. For August, I had the A in my mind, August 21st and 22nd at Cooper's Lake Campground once again.
Yeah, looking forward to it, and get online and get them tickets now.
And our thanks to Tony Angerette and Woodman Life back again as the title sponsor for the Band Jam. We look forward to everybody, and you know, even at the 40th anniversary of talking to Lee and Marty, and Lee was going, "Oh yeah, I already have the dates circled." So,
wonder how much new stuff he'll show up for that one. Every time we bring him in, the trailer is just to the ceiling with new boxes and new. Oh, look! I guess what we got now?
Yeah, new toy. They are great guys, and
they
just do such a fantastic job. So we look forward to being back there, and hopefully you have circled that as well. Make it a family fun weekend, August 21st and 22nd, Band Jam 2020. We'll be talking about it here already. Hey, let's get to some music here. And guy's name came up during the visit with Matt Barranti, and that being Bobby Thompson. We've played his new single called Hurricane. Let's dig out the other act of these that he's in. You know, it's kind of a neat connection there. Matt Barranti Band and Matt playing with Bill Ally and touring with Foghat. Here you got Bobby Thompson. He's well-versed as well. He plays with the Justin Wade Band, and they've been at Band Jam a couple of times. And let's dig out the song Woman. And the why this came to mind, it was pretty cool. Bobby and Justin and the band had an opportunity to play a morning show on television in the tri-state area recently and got to perform Woman live on morning television. So love hearing the exposure to multiple audiences that way.
Well, let's kind of keep the same theme since Matt mentioned this guy also, and you're playing a song about a woman. We'll play a song about a woman as well. Throw in some Norm Nardini, Girl with a Gun.
And there was just a nice write-up about Norm, still active and going strong, and one of the legends of the music scene. Hey, we appreciate you tuning in tonight, and we hope you'll do it again next week as well. It's the Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions.
Lost faith. since I've seen your face. We left school and we both went our separate ways. Well, 20 years and 3 kids, all the life lessons we live. But woman, I don't know what to do without you.
running out of gas. Look like she got me up a tree. So I pull a quick right turn. She just rolls on straight. And there's a cop sitting by the underpass. When he pulls me over, says you should be going slower. Why was you going so fast? So there's a girl with a gun and a bad attitude. There's things that I've done. Got a feeling right in me, she's coming undone. She just needs some time to cool. So for now I'm on the run. For a girl, girl with a gun and a bad attitude. There's things that I've done. Got a feeling right in me, she's coming undone. She just needs some time.
Rock Station Nation. Unite at 97.7 WLER FM Butler. Cranberry.
joking. Well, I know I had to make a pretty strong first impression.
The Rock Revolution lives here. The Rock Station 97.7.
Masses, evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death's construction, in the fields of bodies burning, as the war machine keeps turning, death and hatred to mankind. Brainwash minds.